Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
We apologize for the delay. This is due to a delay. The start of the Lee and Herring Show has been delayed while Richard Herring, Stuart Lee, and Peter Bainham undergo a 1FM random drug test.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
While we await the results, let us listen to popular musical band Yo La Tengo from their recently reissued long-playing album, President. This tune is called Drug Test, ironically.
Normal broadcasting shortly.
Thanks, Uncle Chick. I don't need that much.
Mind it.
I still can't get out of there. There's someone else there.
Well, I've got something.
Lost on the way to the toilets on 1FM.
Smarter than nobody. Now this is the way.
The results of the drug test are in. Stuart Lee has had 4 drugs and has passed. Richard Herring has had 1 drug, the drug of alcohol, which is a drug too, remember, though not a very good one. But he has passed anyway. Peter Bainham has had an extra strong polo mint and has seen the face of God.
Inconvenient, wouldn't it? Having to do that,
eh? Oh, yeah, annoys
me.
Hey,
having to wee when on demand.
Yeah, yeah. I bet no one else has to do that.
No.
Yeah.
No. Do you think, that weeing, right? That wasn't a sound effect, was that? Was you actually weeing in a toilet live?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think any other Radio 1FM DJ has ever weed live on Radio 1FM?
Whispering Bob Harris.
Oh, yeah, but that was in his contract. He insisted upon it.
Lee and Herring on 1FM, wasting another valuable hour of your life.
This is a bunch of teenage girls called Skin Teen.
Nice!
Called Geometry of Twigs.
Yeah. Twigs?
Ugh. Perfect. I'm adding stones and seasons. Scratched out on a sunlit wall. Rolling revenge, top secrets and treason. Inked out his name with the world can't call. Feature to feature, hiding from the day. Sending out secrets like forest fires. Filling pockets with junk.
What's all that about, that song?
I think it's about the national curriculum. What? They're complaining about it because they're at school and they're yeah. saying, go deeper than blackboard knowledge! Right. Something like that.
They want, yeah, it seems odd. It's not is proper it? Music, that, though, is it? That's
just
not
a load
proper,
of girls shouting.
Not like in our day. That's a load of girls shouting. Cockney girls shouting, not like in our day. Proper music. Cockney bloke shouting.
Yeah, in the old punk day, that was proper music, that was bloke shouting.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the last show of the series, so I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, we've certainly enjoyed bringing the other six to you. In there, in your land.
Radio land. Well, the phone in this week is because it's the last week, right? We thought everyone in the team tonight's going to, you know, play their favourite record, and we thought, why should it be just us? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do that? Well, the reason you shouldn't be allowed to do it is
because
I decide what goes on. But actually, if you phone in on 031 469 4281, 031 469 4281, and if you've got a record or a CD queued up in your house and you've got the phone by the CD player or the record player speakers, right, then if you like, if you can introduce it in a sort of Steve Lamacq voice, you can go, this is a new single from one of my friends that I manage,
and then
you can play it in, and we'll say what we think. So do that.
Ring him.
031 469 4281 with your favourite records.
And we'll play it. Well, you'll play it, in fact.
You'll play it.
Over the phone, so that'll be good, won't it?
No.
Right, also, the thing I've seen in the... Do you read that in the Sunday Times yesterday about the deaf people?
Oh, the deaf people.
The deaf people. They're in trouble for being unpolitically incorrect or politically incorrect. Because their sign language, like, their sign language for a German, for example, is the finger sticking up from the top of the head, which is like the spike on top of the helmet. And the sign language for Jew is like a big hooked nose.
Yeah.
And the sign language for homosexual is like a limp wrist, like that. And
I'd always been suspicious of those deaf people.
I thought they were
having a go at us probably secretly behind their
backs. And they
are,
they're very... Yeah. I think it would be okay, it would be excusable if the sign language for deaf was sort of cupping your ear and going,
can't hear!
What's that?
Yeah.
But it isn't. And also, I think... That limp-wristed, that's so offensive to homosexuals, because they're not limp-wristed. What it should be that thing we used to at school, where you take the four fingers of both your hands and have the thumb sticking up, and then bring the fingers together, touching and bouncing off each other like that. That means homosexual, because that's what homosexuals do with their, you know,
fingers. Yeah,
and similarly, lesbians is a cup, is like two circles like that, as you can see, Stu, in the studio.
The deaf are fools.
Normal people
deaf
do that.
People
like
are fools.
That I'm doing there, fools. Finger into the hole.
Where is Pete this week, anyway?
Well, we didn't want him in the studio because he smells, as you know, and we're fed up with him getting all the nice letters and everything. So we actually banned him from coming into the studio, and we've told him, you know, just stay outside in the streets of Edinburgh, but back down in the gutter where he belongs, Stu.
Yeah, well, hello there. I'm on the streets of Edinburgh today because Richard and Stuart asked me to come out here. I think they just didn't want me in the room with the smell and everything. So I've come out here. I mean, I'm not actually in the streets because it's light and everything. So I'm in a nice taxi, which is quite exciting. It's like a small room. It's like being back in Balham because they got cabs there. It's a little bit more scary because the light. These Scottish people outside, I mean, I haven't really seen them before. Oh, this is good now because we've just stopped at some traffic lights. Which is really exciting because I've never seen traffic lights before in the day, because I've only ever seen them really at night when you just see the light and everything. I've never really worked out how the sort of red and green and yellow bit stayed up there. It's on a pole. It's good, that. Yeah, well, this is my favourite part of Edinburgh here. It's the Frying Scotsman chip shop. I mean, I don't know why they've called it that, though, Frying Scotsman. I think the man must have made a mistake. Flying Scotsman is, isn't it? Like the train. I don't know. But I think they're shut. But we could do some window shopping. Have a look in there. The only trouble is the blinds are down, so I can't really look through at the bits of fish and stuff. But it's nice words there. Chips and curry sauce, £1. I like chip shop chips best. Though I like oven chips a lot as well, because you can stay in and have oven chips. So are you up here for the chips as well?
No, I'm up here because I'm working up here.
Ah, what work are you doing?
I'm working with people who have been on drugs and stuff like that. Rehabilitation.
Ah. Nice. Is that like beer or something?
Heroin, crack and all that sort of thing.
Crack? I suppose that must be when, like, men are addicted to, like, looking at a crack in a door.
Yeah.
Or on a wall. Yeah, I've done that, yeah. Can I have medium chips?
Medium bag of chips.
Yeah, I hope the Scottish ones are the same as in Balham. Are they the same?
Madam?
Are the chips the same as in Balham, in London?
I think so, I would imagine so. Chips are the same wherever you get them.
I don't know, I've never been anywhere else.
All right, I think they're the
anywhere.
Same.
I've never been anywhere.
Would you like it open or what?
Oh. I hate it when I've got to make... Because it's raining outside, so the chips will get wet, won't they? Yeah, but then I can't eat them. I could sort of suck a chip out of a hole or something like that.
Well, I'll put anything on it for you. Would you like some salt or vinegar?
Guys, all these decisions, it's really hard, isn't it? What's that? It's a bit of plastic on there.
That's to keep the brown paper from sticking to your chip.
It's brilliant going abroad, isn't it? Some Scottish newspaper as well.
Yes.
That's different from Balham, that. They sometimes use Balham newspapers, but sometimes brown paper. I had white about 2 weeks ago.
£2, please.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm back in my room now, because I didn't really want to do any more on the streets of Edinburgh. Light was hurting my eyes and all Scottish people. So what I've done is I've made this like my room in Balham. Like, I've shut the curtains and made a stain on the wall with some tea. Like the one that's by the radiator at home. And it's got the chips, so the room's, like, really smelling of chips and everything. And I'm on my own, so it's just like home. And they are like Balham chips, these, really. Scottish chips. It's nice to experience new things, isn't it? Mmm. Excuse me a minute, I've got to make a phone call. Hi, Richard. Yeah, it's Peter. Peter Bainham. Yeah. Could I come back to the studio now? Just, I'm a bit lonely and that. Okay, yeah. Right. Bye then. He said no.
Peter Bainham there, out on the streets of Edinburgh, wasting some Scottish people's time.
This is the new single from Neil Young. It's called Piece of Crap. Neil Young, ironically, is very old now. His parents should have thought about that when they christened him, you know, that eventually he'd get old.
He was young when they christened him, though.
But he's very young, he's tiny. The child. Neil Young hates it when he gets a bag and the bottom falls out.
Well, that's a very common experience. Everyone hates that.
I know, but he hates it especially. What he's saying is like Esther Ranson or someone who's saying, check out a purchase carefully before you spend your money on it.
QVC's okay though. I tried to plug it in, I tried to turn it on. When I got it home, it was a piece of
crap. Piece of crap! Liam Herring on 1FM, fighting the week.
This song's a sort of satire of modern life, isn't it?
Yeah.
William Thackeray might have written this song if he were alive today.
Yeah, and if he could play the guitar as well.
Yeah. Probably could. Clever. Could have picked up anyway. Couple of lessons.
It's only one note, a lot of these guitar solos. Mm. Bought it from a friend in the end of pen. I found out in the end it was a piece of crap. Piece of crap! I'm trying to save the trees. I saw it on TV. They cut the forest down to build a piece of crap. We got someone there on the line.
Have we got a caller?
We got a caller?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is John.
Introduce your record.
Yeah, this is a song by R.E.M.
Yeah.
It'd be really good if it wasn't for Michael Stipe, who sounds well when he sings.
Play the record now!
Okay. Here we go.
I like that one. That's on Green, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Never been done that before, Stu, playing two records concurrently on Radio 1 there. We've broken 1FM. We've broken every rule in the book.
I know. The reason why they have that rule, though, is because it sounds rubbish when you do it. Thanks for calling in, mate.
Thanks to mate.
See ya.
Bye.
Went back to the store. They gave me
It's nice that you can go out shopping, though, without being recognised.
Mm. Well, what do you think you'd buy, Neil Young?
I don't know.
Potato.
Shirts.
Hats. Normal things, really.
Normal things anyone would want.
It's no, no different than you or I, as this song proves.
Yeah.
Lee and Herring on 1FM.
Dear, there's no need for them to be so personal about us there.
Not against us. It's all right for Neil to attack the consumer society.
Oh, so well, I suppose it's because you had a go at him for being that young thing.
Probably.
He thought he'd get his own back, and it worked.
It did, yeah. What are your Commonwealth Games, H?
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
They are good.
The old drug tests there, though, that we've had to go through.
Yeah.
To go through those drug tests ourselves, and it's a very humiliating experience. What I want to know is who gets the urine?
After the drug
test.
At
the end of the day.
Well, actually, I did a bit of research into this. I found out who gets it. What happens is...
What? Who?
Guinness, the publishers, buy it off the Commonwealth Games urine testers, and then they give it to Norris McWhirter, who writes the Guinness Book of Records. He accepts it in lieu of having actual money.
Instead of money, he tests the urine of athletes, whether they're drugged or not.
Yeah. He collects
it. What does he want that for?
Well, he's trying to get the biggest collection of athletes' urine that there ever is. So that when some kid asks him on Record Breakers who has the biggest collection of athletes' urine, he'll be able to go, it's me, I've got
it. It's me, Norris Werter. And then the child who thought he was going to trick Norris Werter can be dumped into the...
Maybe.
And have to swim around.
That probably wouldn't happen, though. The unfair thing about all that, though, is that a lot of ordinary food stuffs contain drugs, and people don't know about it.
That's what's happened to a lot of the athletes.
I mean, what you don't know is if you spread Marmite on toast, sometimes, if there's the right chemical reaction, that can form heroin.
Really?
You just eat that.
That's why that bloke got from Sierra Leone.
Just from ordinary stuff being mixed together. It forms heroin.
Terrible.
And a lot of breakfast cereals contain crack.
Which
ones? Made of crack. Well, I can't say on here, can I, obviously?
Really?
Well, A, we'll get in trouble, and B, a lot of crack addicts will be trying to buy them instead.
God, it's terrible, because they don't say that in the ingredients, do they? No, it's amazing. But my favourite event of the Commonwealth Games so far, without, luckily, no drugs involved in this, has been our medal. We won the gold medal in the sight-impaired bowls.
Did we really?
Yeah, sight-impaired bowls, or as it's otherwise known, lucky bowls.
Lucky bowls,
it's known.
Because it works a bit like it's a knockout, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, well, the wife or husband of the competitor has to guide them to throw the bowl thing towards the thing. I don't know why they don't just get the wife or husband to throw it. Seems a lot easier.
It wouldn't be the same. But, where's the skill in that?
It's more like the Crystal Maze, because they have to sort of go, throw the ball
over there.
Throw it to
throw
the
it.
Thing.
Throw it there.
No, do it right. Not,
do it
don't
in now.
It right.
Throw it over there.
Throw it over there now into the right place. Like that.
Lee and Herring from 9 to 10, throwing soup into the sea.
Now, last week, you remember on Lee and Herring, we asked you to ring in with ideas for Celebration of Mediocrity. And I'm sorry if I was rude to anyone who rang up with their ideas. They were all really good, honestly, even though I told some of you to piss off. But even though they were good, we've decided, for some reason, to choose the subject for this week's Celebration of Mediocrity ourselves.
1FM with Lee and Herring, a celebration of mediocrity. This week, Lee and Herring.
Comedy duo Richard Herring and Stuart Lee are surely the most mediocre comedians of their generation, apart from Punt and Dennis. The very fact that they're not even the most mediocre makes them even more mediocre, and thus, in fact, the most mediocre after all, and so on to infinity. Celebrate their lives this week by watching or listening to some of the things they've done. There are some to choose from.
Sketches for BBC Two Schools TV.
The End of the Road Show.
Channel 4's A Stab in the Dark.
BBC One's 1989 sketch show Up to Something.
Weekending.
Spitting Image.
The Never Made Jive Funny Cartoon.
The pilot for Barrymore. They were not asked to do the series.
Lee and Herring also wrote for the non-mediocre award-winning radio show On the Hour, but they are still eligible for mediocrity status because they left the show before it transferred to TV.
In 1993, Richard was asked to play the voice of a spider on a Channel 4 Schools TV programme. However, the tape went wrong and he was not asked to do it again, and someone else did it instead. Celebrate Richard's mediocrity by spending a week creating a voice for an insect in your house, and then at the last moment get a friend to come round and do a voice he's just made up himself on the spur of the moment instead.
In 1990, Stuart recorded a satirical item about the Gulf War for the satirical satellite TV BFB topical news satire show Up Your News. The package was never broadcast, and the TV station has since closed down. Celebrate this by videoing yourself, making a joke about Saddam Hussein, and then send it in a huge parcel bomb to a mediocre TV station of your choice, thus destroying the unseen tape and the mediocre TV station at the same time.
In December 1989, Richard worked in an advertising sales office in central London, working through the business phone directory, asking random companies if they'd like to advertise in a brochure aimed at the Russian market. He was sacked after 3 weeks, having made no sales at all. Celebrate this mediocrity by ringing up random people from the phone directory and offering them things they don't need or want and can't possibly afford, whilst having a rude Canadian boss called Lionel Cosgrave shouting at you for being rubbish.
Stuart once had a job as a quality control officer at an orange juice factory in Kidlington, but lost his job after fruit flies laid their eggs in the machinery, causing the conveyor belts to become jammed with dead maggots. Celebrate this by getting a job at a food manufacturer and then deliberately poisoning the food with poison or other dangerous drugs.
And remember, if you laugh at these mediocre men, then you yourself have a mediocre sense of humour and are mediocre too. But fear you not. Your mediocrity makes you a true hero in the tapestry that we call Earth.
Okay, we've got Dave from Glasgow on the line. Dave, what's your cue up your record and give it its introduction, please.
Hi, this is David Teffin here. I'd like to play the well-known favourite Do the Bartman by Bart Simpson. Here we go.
It's good so far.
Oh, one moment. It's just coming.
You could probably work on this show if you want.
Yeah, I like it. Ooh, scary.
That's exciting, isn't it? Well, no, we've had enough of you. Thanks a lot for ringing in.
What's the next one?
We've got Simon from Cardiff.
Hi, Simon. What's your record? Cue it up. Give us...
This is Jonathan King, Everyone's Gone to the Moon.
Oh, nice.
Let's hear this then. Sounds good with that beat behind, doesn't it? It's like a sort of modern version of it. Can we hear him singing? Which is good.
It's good. It's not surprising he's done so well, Jonathan King, in the world of pop music. With that, they'll put this back on again, though. Okay.
Works really well. Hey, that was good.
Thanks a lot, Simon.
Thanks for ringing in.
And Amanda Shirtbook is back again with us this week. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Yes, I'm here with some advice for people who are too socially inadequate to make real friends, but would like to have some kind of companion to pass their wasted little lives with. Well, why not have an imaginary friend? Mm. I've got some ideas of good ones you can have and some bad ones that you should avoid. Now, Sean Peterson of Shrewsbury wrote to me to say that he'd made a mistake with his imaginary friend. His imaginary friend is called Jeremy Charlson, and he works as a civil servant in the City of London.
Right.
This is very bad, because Jeremy is out most of the day and generally tends to work late into the night, and when he gets home he's too tired to play. Also, when something gets broken or the shampoo ends up in the sugar bowl, Sean can't blame Jeremy Charlson. As everyone knows, Jeremy's far too sensible to do anything stupid like that. Now, Ian Noblebord of Belfast has a great imaginary friend. It's Michael Faraday, the inventor of electricity. But in Ian's imagination, Faraday has a lamb's face and the body of a lion and lives in a nest in the pants drawer.
Right.
Now, he's a lot different than he appears in the history books. He never washes, he wears a purple fez, he hates electricity now, and he is a lamb lion. But Ian says it is him.
Well, thanks, Amanda, for the imaginary friend.
It's a shame Pete's not here, actually, because he's got an imaginary friend.
Yeah, but
he?
His problem with his imaginary friend is that he's got very poor imagination, Stu, because he managed to imagine, like, an arm. But by the time he imagines the body, the arm has gone, or has become connected to the kettle in his house or something.
Right.
The best he's managed, I think, is so far, is a stick man. But he hasn't been able to imagine a name for it
That's
yet.
Hard.
It is hard.
Him Neil Young. You've got an imaginary friend, haven't you, Rich?
No.
Yes, you have. It's me.
What?
You imagine I'm your friend, but ironically, I'm not.
Oh.
There is history in this place.
This is Shebadoe. It's called Skull.
There are dragons to be chased. And though I don't know who you are, easy flow and a strong heart, and the charm in the way you hide. Gently take my skull.
Herring and Lee on 1FM, little better than dogs.
And I don't know who you are, but I know what I would like you to be. One night stand under stone persuasion, but joy that I can't.
Thought some new signs that the deaf might like to try. French people, they should just hold their nose like that. There you go, that's deaf. And Ross King is this.
Can you imagine what Rich is doing there, probably?
Yeah. You
can never, ever go too far. Maybe you can't stay, it's the way. So let's go quick, you know, you go slow.
sorry, what? Oh,
Screech!
We're doing a show here.
There's some blokes just giving the studio.
Hello,
old man.
That's all right, Steve. Hello, yes, you're listening to Chesterfield and North Derbyshire Hospital Radio. And that was Maria Carey and Where the Broken Hearts Go. Well, there is a furnace at the bottom of the hospital, and they all go in there. Hello.
Do you mind?
This is a 1FM show. You can't. It's live. You
what,
can't
Radio just, 1 VHF?
1FM. You can't just come in like this.
No, this is hospital radio. We're doing a show down tubes to your bedside for all the ill people in hospital. But now it turns out we're doing a show for everyone on Radio 1 VHF that's on till.
But you know, you can't come in here like this because this is our show. So
we're actually going out
now. You're in my show. Hospital this is live. Radio. No. What are you doing here then? Let me talk to you.
What's your name, anyway?
My name's Ivan Breckenbury from Chesterfield, North Derbyshire Hospital Radio.
Well, this is Lee and Herring show for 1FM.
Oh, you must be comics, then. So tell us a joke.
You can't just... It doesn't work like that. You can't just walk into, like, a free-flowing live thing and expect to be able to have some kind of simple soundbite for you to just take away and make, you know, a story out of.
And the punchline.
I haven't understood what I meant.
No, hang on. Hospital Radio, down tubes to your bedside. Let's start my show!
From maternity to the morgue, from cardiovascular to your urogenital, this is Hospital Radio.
We play the music, we entertain you, right the way through your stay.
That's right, we do!
Keeping you company, keeping you happy, all the way through your stay.
All the way through your stay.
Nice and easy on the ear.
The mold and yo. It's best for you, and don't you know it? Come on, cheer up, you ill people. We'll cast a spell. It's Hospital Radio. When you've got a pot on your arm, tubes up your nose, if you're just weighing in a bag.
We play the music, we entertain you. Hospital Radio.
Hospital Radio, down tubes to your bedside. Now, I've got a letter here. It says, Dear Ivan Breckenbury, hello. Hello to you too. My Uncle Steve's in the hospital. He's having an operation. Would you play him something nice for anyone who knows him? Well, I know. It says, if you play him a record, he'll be out of hospital soon because it'll cheer him up. Well, I did have a word with a surgeon there. So here's my record for you. I'll play it in a few minutes. It's Aerosmith and Dream On. Hospital Radio, down tubes to your bedside. Now, let's hear my next jingle.
We're your good time company, a smile's what we provide.
We do that.
Laughter, policy, your friends, that's your best pal.
We are your friends.
Friends, drop in and say hello.
Drop in, hey.
How are you?
How are you, hey?
We're your bedside radio.
Happy voices, happy songs, news and views all going on.
All going on.
Melody.
News and views.
The answer's plain to see.
That's right.
Your bedside radio company.
From maternity to the morgue, from cardiovascular to your urogenital, this is Ivan Breckenbury with just the best music. That's right, the best music on hospital radio. On this special bank holiday. Bank holiday.
Monday.
That's right. Now, I've been asked to play a record for Simon, who's in intensive care. It's a bit touch and go for you at the moment, Simon, and you wanted Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, it's a bit of a long record. Probably no point playing that one. This is Chesterfield and North Derbyshire Hospital Radio.
Well, it isn't, is it?
It's 1FM, and you've
one FM, one,
you know,
one.
jumping
Radio 1 as well. I forgot about
it's
that.
It's not as well. It's not a case of as well. The situation is you've walked in. And you're trying to hijack. This is a proper program. It's not like hospital radio like yours. This is highly professionally worked out show that isn't being edited now as we speak in another room. It's all going, you know, it's not on what you've done.
Hospital radio is proper. We've got records like for June. Went to her ward earlier on and I said, I do hope they come to attend to you soon, June, because you were beginning to smell, actually. And we do all sorts of proper things. Chesterfield, North Derbyshire Hospital Radio on Channel 6.
Play
the wrong one. Chesterfield, North Derbyshire Hospital Radio on Channel 6.
Chesterfield and North Derbyshire Hospital Radio on Channel 6.
Look, you're going to have to go, mate. I'm going to have to get
Well, no, one more record. Come on.
Okay,
all right,
then go, right?
It's for you, Derek. Let's play me last record. I hear your amputation was a bit of a shock, Derek, to your system. Here's my record for you. Wide-eyed and legless, but let's think about it. Think of all the money you'll save on socks.
How did this happen?
Get him out. Get him out.
Wherever I go and whatever I do,
he's done it off.
Awful. It's worse than Sonny Stewart tunes, that is.
Okay,
thank you.
Right, this is coming up now. It's the news with Liz McNamara, followed by the news for Your Name.